señor moderador.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moderator, for that question. And thank you for giving me the opportunity, first of all, to share concerns and to hear from the previous speaker who talked about something that's a very sensitive issue in our region, because of course we have a huge gap of solidarity, especially between low-income countries and persons and groups in the with the most vulnerabilities, like indigenous peoples, Afro-descendant communities, who, despite the fact that vaccines that are safe and effective exist against COVID-19, these people haven't managed to benefit from them in the same way as other populations on our continent. That's true, and it's also very sad to recognize the fact that in the Americas, especially in Latin America and the Caribbean, which is a region that's been significantly affected by the pandemic, in fact, the most affected by the pandemic, we have a high share of global deaths, something like 75% of global deaths. Well, we only represent a smaller population of the global population. And so when it comes to access to vaccines, while some countries in the north of the American continent have vaccinated over 50% of their population with a full two doses of vaccines, in Latin America and the Caribbean, we've only reached around 16% of the population. In some countries, only 1% of the population. And so this is a very unfair situation, and the Commission is working on this, and my mandate is relevant for this. And other colleagues on the panel talk about this, that we're facing a situation of health isolationism. And so it's necessary, and that's why we've called upon states in our region to support us in this initiative, so that vaccine nationality is not a stumbling block to access to vaccines, and that there is equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines. I wish to make the most of this opportunity to thank you very much for this participation. I also have to go because I have a prior commitment and we're a little bit delayed. However, I cannot refrain from making the most of being able to answer this question asked by the moderator. So I'm going to stay for another 5 to 10 minutes maximum, and this is an excellent opportunity for all stakeholders who have an interest in this issue and in my mandate. So thank you very much.